This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Well, hello everyone. Wishing you a very happy Monday here from the Path to Freedom podcast studio. Also wanted to give a quick shout out and a happy birthday to my producer, editor, and younger brother, Stuart Barefoot. As I'm recording this, it's October 12th. Which is, in fact, Stuart's birthday. So just wanted to give you a quick shout-out here on the podcast. Happy birthday, man. Appreciate everything you do, especially when it comes to helping make this podcast a reality. So thanks, and hope you have a great day, my man. As for Mindset Monday, I want to share something from a book that I've been reading. The book is called Limitless by Jim Quick. It's a fantastic read so far. I'm not quite done with it. Just started it a couple days ago, but I'm telling you what, if you enjoy what I talk about in these Mindset Monday episodes, you have to check out Limitless again by Jim Quick. It's K-W-I-K. Jim Quick is the world's leading brain coach. That's right. He's a brain coach. He actually works with A-list celebrities and actors, top-performing athletes, business executives, basically high achievers all around the world work with Jim to help themselves learn how to really tap into their brain and their full capacity of their mind. He helps with things like memorization, really optimizing your brain, you know, how to make sure you're feeding your brain with the right types of food, getting better sleep. I mean, everything that I love to talk about on these Mindset Monday episodes, you know, ways in which you can intentionally work to develop a stronger mindset. That's what Jim does for a living. And more than that, but very interesting guy. I've been following him for a while now. Just picked up his book. I'll post a link to the book as well as his website in the show notes. His website is packed full of great information and free resources. There's also a lot of good free resources that come along with the book if you purchase that. So anyways, I'll link all that in the show notes, but that's kind of where the inspiration for this week's Mindset Monday episode came from. There's a chapter in the book that Jim calls the 4 G's to a limitless mindset. And some of these things we've touched on the podcast before, but I really like the way he kind of put it together, you know, grouped it with these 4 G's. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. The first G to a limitless mindset is growth. And in his book, Jim references a book that I believe I've mentioned on the podcast before, because I know it's one of my favorite books. It's called Mindset by Carol Dweck, which is all about the difference between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. And I mean, there's no doubt that people who excel at the highest levels are committed to growth and consistent improvement. And I think that's a key part of this kind of growth mindset, right? Is consistent improvement. You know, what are you doing on a day-to-day basis that's helping you improve? Even if that means you're trying new things and you're failing. I think that's something that people have to get comfortable with to develop this growth mindset, which is, again, one of the 4 kind of G's that contribute to what Jim refers to as a limitless mindset. So get comfortable trying new things. Get comfortable getting uncomfortable. Be working on a daily basis to improve. Even if it's just small incremental improvements over time, this is really going to compound and lead to long-term sustainable growth in your life. So some things that he recommends is, you know, think about, you know, ways in which you can improve. Think about areas of your life that you're comfortable in right now, and what can you do to get uncomfortable and to try new things. You know, he talks about the importance of scheduling growth into your calendar, because I know for me, if it's not on my calendar, it's probably not going to happen. And one thing I feel like I've gotten a lot better at over the last year or two is actually scheduling in time for me, whether that's personal development, reading, having some quiet time in the morning, you know, getting my workouts in. I've been doing float tank and scheduling time in for that. I mean, if you don't schedule it in, though, it's likely to just get pushed to the bottom of the priority list, as, you know, our days typically are very demanding and are always throwing different things at us that we have to accomplish. So schedule in time for growth, think about it, be intentional, and try to develop this growth mindset. And for more on that, I do recommend checking out Carol Dweck's book, Mindset. And then the second G to developing a limitless mindset is giving. And Jim uses a line where he says, the road to excellence isn't about me, it's about we. Everything in nature gives or is eliminated, which means you grow, so you have more to give. And that's why when you teach something, you get to learn it twice, right? Think about that. If you know, already understand something, but then you are helping someone else to understand it, you're teaching it to them, you're kind of relearning it, and you're also learning it in a slightly different way because you're having to figure out how to, you know, explain it to someone else. So as you, you know, learn new things and, you know, acquire new knowledge, share that, give it back. You know, one easy way you can give back today is share this episode of Mindset Monday with someone that you think is going to get value of it. Someone that maybe hasn't checked out the podcast before. That'd be a great way to give. You'd be helping me out too, of course. But when you learn and grow with the intention to give, you have more for yourself. You don't give to get, though. You give because it's who you are. It's something that you genuinely want to do. So I think that's an important concept to really keep in mind, right, is when you are giving, do it with the right intentions. Don't do it with the expectation that you're going to get something in return. You know, I believe that, you know, when you are kind of putting positivity out there into the universe, you'll get that in return in some form or fashion, but you shouldn't have certain expectations for that. And you shouldn't, you know, expect to see a return in a certain way or from a certain person. If you're kind of developing this giving mindset, just make sure you're doing it for the right intention, but, you know, look for ways that you can give back, and it's a very rewarding feeling. And again, just like the growth mindset, it compounds over time if you're doing it on a regular basis. The third G to developing a limitless mindset is gratitude. And this is definitely something that I've talked about on the podcast. I've really tried to be more intentional about setting time aside each day to think about what I'm grateful for, to think about the blessings that I have in my life. And, you know, Jim Quick really recommends this as being a key part of developing this limitless mindset. So he even uses the example in the book where he talks about how people create vision boards. He says, why not create a gratitude board? You know, for me, I've talked about in my morning routine, I have a what's called the 5-minute journal. So I try to spend literally 5 minutes in the morning going through this journal, and the first thing I write down are three things I'm grateful for that day. And it really is amazing how, even if it's just as simple as taking a couple of minutes to sit down and really think about and then actually write out what you're grateful for, you know, how much that can kind of change your perspective, especially if you're maybe already having a bad day. It just puts things in perspective. You know, if you want to truly feel wealthy, write down everything you have in your life that money can't buy. Think about your health. Think about the people that you love. You know, think about your sense of sight. You know, if you live in a country like America, think about the freedom that we all benefit from. You know, we have clean running water. We have electricity. There are people in the world that don't have these things and don't take them for granted the way that we do. So, you know, again, just really good way to shift your perspective, especially if you are, you know, feeling a little bit down for whatever reason, taking a few minutes to just be grateful for things that so often we take for granted. It'll go a long way, especially if you're doing it on a regular basis. So gratitude, that's the third G to a limitless mindset. And the fourth G to a limitless mindset is grit. And I love this one. Grit is perseverance. It's persistence. It is your ability to overcome difficulties. And again, Jim talks about another book. I've not yet read this one, but plan to. It's called Grit by Angela Duckworth. But, you know, grit's key, right? Because we're talking about developing a limitless mindset, right? That means that in all likelihood, we have some pretty big goals that we're working towards. And when you have a big goal, no doubt you're going to face challenges. So Jim recommends looking at your problems as puzzles. You know, look at any problem that you face as an opportunity to solve that problem. You know, look at it as a puzzle. And he also kind of says, you know, make a game out of it, if at all possible. Now, that may be a little bit easier said than done, especially depending on the scope of the problem that you're facing. You may look at it and say, well, this is certainly not a game. This is real life. But, you know, again, if you look at it as a puzzle that you have the opportunity to solve, it will give you different perspective and you'll likely see different angles that you can, you know, work to overcome and solve that problem. And again, just like anything, you build grit through practice. Grit's a muscle, and the more challenges you face, the more opportunity you have to work out that grit muscle. And kind of going back to the growth mindset piece, you know, if you're not challenging yourself, if you're not stepping out of your comfort zone, if you're not intentionally looking for ways that you can grow, you're not going to have as much opportunity to build grit. And, you know, I've talked about this with the cold showers. I've got a Mindset Monday episode we put out a while back called Getting Comfortable Being Uncomfortable, right? And part of what I talk about there is, you know, finding ways to intentionally get out of your comfort zone, because again, it's kind of working out this grit muscle so that, you know, when life really does throw something at you that you're not expecting, you know, that muscle is trained and you're grittier than you would have been otherwise. And at that point, you're going to have a much better chance of, you know, pushing through that obstacle and not letting it derail you. And I think to build grit, again, you got to put yourself in uncomfortable positions. Jim used a great example from Bruce Lee, who once said, if you always put limits on everything you do, physical or anything else, it will spread into your work and into your life. There are no limits. There are only plateaus, and you must not stay there. You must go beyond them. So again, I think this grit one really ties into the growth mindset. Jim goes on to say the difference between a normal person and a champion is that a champion is willing to push past the pain, period. And then finally, grit is going to help you be resourceful, right? The more you can practice grit and get better at kind of having this gritty mindset, it's going to help you to be more resourceful, right? It's going to help you find ways to solve the problems that you're facing. So growth, giving, gratitude, and grit. Those are your four G's to a limitless mindset. No doubt, Jim Quick does a much more elegant job of summarizing all of this in his book, Limitless. That's where I kind of took this entire concept for this episode from. It's a fantastic book, highly recommend it. But my hope is that, you know, you hear this episode, it gives you some good things to think about as you go into the week. And also that maybe you got a new book to add to your list if you want to check that out. Jim Quick also has a podcast. And again, his website is full of some awesome resources. So I'm definitely going to spend some more time today myself checking out some of what he's got on there. And I've got his podcast queued up in my rotation now as well. So anyways, I hope this has been helpful. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Now go drop in and crush your week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, pathtofreedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@pathtofreedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.